In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. No two women, no two men, from the beginning until this time, has been identical. Every individual human being has been that particular individual human being and no other. And yet it is true that, as St. Paul says, to miss the mark, to sin for any human being who has ever lived, is to perish. The mark is the same for every single human being who has ever been created, everyone who will ever be born. The mark is the same for all of us. It's universal. St. Paul says, whether you have the law that was given to the Jews, or whether you don't have the law, the mark is the same. Those who have the law and break the law will perish under the law, and those who miss the mark and sin, they will perish without the law, because it's not about the law. The law was given in order to prepare a particularly chosen people for the eventual birth of the Son of God amongst them, as one of them, but not just one of them, but as a member of the human race. They were especially set aside and prepared. That's what the law was for. But the law didn't establish righteousness. Righteousness is about being what God created us to be. Human beings are something in particular, unlike anything else. The pagans discovered this before the birth of Christ. The Stoic, Greek, and Roman philosophers knew it. The Romans based their law on this fact that they had recognized. For every human being that exists, no matter how many different cultures the Romans brought into, by force, of course, the Roman Empire, there could be a universal human law, Roman law, because all human beings are human beings. To be a human being means the same thing for everyone. It doesn't vary from one culture to another. And they were right. And today, we have forgotten that fact. We are unable to govern ourselves. We are unable to govern our country. We are unable to do most of the things that have been typical of human beings in ways that are different from the beginning, from the animal species. And that's not because of the fall, it's because of our selfishness, because of the rise of a strange philosophy, a spiritual philosophy. And it goes like this, it's very simple. I am unlike anyone else, therefore my values are different from everyone else's. I create my own values. What humanity? What target? Nothing unites me to other human beings. That's how we understand things today. If you believe in having some kind of situation where everybody is doing something together, then it's got to be imposed. That's what we think. And so we're against having government that imposes that sort of thing in everyone. So we're against government because we are radical individualists. We believe in ourselves. We don't believe that we share anything in common amongst other human beings. That is a contemporary way of understanding things. And it's not just pre-Christian, it's pre-civilized. That's the situation that we're in. Today we remember all of the saints of America. And whenever we remember the saints, we read from the Beatitudes. Because the Beatitudes describe the true Christian. Oh, there's only true Christians, you know. To be a Christian is to be like Christ, to desire to be like Christ, to be moving toward becoming more and more like Christ. That's what a Christian is. We can't define Christians as something else. Jesus Christ is the gold standard when it comes to our humanity. When we miss the mark, he is the mark that we miss. Now, if human beings had discovered that there was such a thing as a universal human nature, such that morality and goodness and decency and even life under law is universal, because there is such a thing as a common humanity, when we look at Christ, we are looking at the human being, the one who completely reveals specifically and particularly in one person, as no one else has ever done, all that it means to be a human being at one with God, because he is both fully man and fully God. He is the gold standard of our humanity. He is the fixed point. And so we read the Beatitudes whenever we commemorate saints. The saints of North America are more and more, as time comes down to our own time, focused on dealing with the particular spiritual challenge of being an Orthodox Christian in America. In the beginning, Saint Herman and Saint Tikhon, when they went to what is now Alaska, part of America, they brought their own Russian Orthodox spiritual life. But by the time you get down to the beginning of the 20th century, by the time you are talking about saints like Saint Tikhon, who came to America from Russia to organize the Orthodox community, by the time you're talking about saints like Saint Raphael Howowini, who came from Russia but was not Russian, to serve a small parish beginning in Minnesota, when you're talking about saints like Saint Alexis Toth, who was born in Austria-Hungary as a member of the Unia, those churches that had joined themselves to Rome earlier in history. That's how he began. But he knew the history of the church. And when he came to America, he led the people of the Unia back into Orthodoxy. By the time you reach the point that you are dealing with these saints, you are looking at saints who are dealing with the spiritual crisis of being Orthodox in America. That spiritual crisis has everything to do with individualism. Individualism. We are all individuals. Every human being has ever been uniquely themselves and no one else. But for any human being to take that fact and make it into some kind of a personal, individual vision of their own values, their own destiny, their own individual calling to be themselves, and they're more concerned about that than they are about anyone else, including God himself, and especially not Jesus Christ. That's individualism. That is life revolving around the uniqueness of anyone in particular. And you've got chaos. You've got someone who has forgotten what it means to be a human being. Someone who, even if they look at Christ, will not see the gold standard of our common humanity, but will see someone leading him or her in a unique direction, particular to themselves. We teach this individualism in our schools. And those of us who are teachers, it is part of our spiritual discipline to confront these spiritual conflicts and deal with them. Education is meant to introduce the young, the children, to the fact, the reality of our common life as human beings. It is meant to mold them from wild, spirited, passionate little beings into little human beings who take upon themselves the responsibility of living as one of us, one of the human race. And it's easy to see what it means to live like that. All we have to do is look at Jesus Christ. He is the perfect human being. We read the Beatitudes when we think of the saints because they, in their lives, have hit the target. Their life has hit the target. That's the important thing to remember about a saint. His life, her life, has hit the target. All of the abilities, capacities, specific shortcomings, sins that they had to struggle with, they dealt with all of them, and in spite of all of that inner spiritual testing and challenge that every human being must face, they hit the target. They were men and women who were humble. A humble person is a person who is not contentious, who doesn't use their abilities and capacities to try to succeed by domination. They were humble people. They were meek. The Blessed Theophylact defines meekness like this. He says, a person who is meek is not a person who does not have the capacity to become angry. That's not meekness. A person who is meek, he says, is a person who has the capacity for anger, but controls it, and is only angry when it is necessary. When it is necessary. As pastoral guides, Saint Tikhon, Saint Raphael, Saint Alexis, and the others were meek men. Men who were able to guide their flocks. Men who were able to deal with this particular spiritual difficulty in America of individualism. And it is our calling today to follow in their footsteps and learn what it means to reject the commonly affirmed idea that because I am myself, I have a right to define myself as however I choose to define myself. And far from it just being a private matter, everyone must respect my right, my authority to define myself as what it means to be a human being. What is this? One man, one Christ? One man, one God? One woman, one divinity? Guaranteed under the Constitution? Because that's what it means to pursue your happiness? All sorts of bizarre understandings of what it means to be a human being are being put forth in our society, and groups form to try to provide political pressure and organization for them to be recognized as accepted by everyone on paper. So St. Paul must be wrong. It must not be so that every human being is able to recognize what it means to be a human being. Every human being who is not lying to themselves, who is not lying to others, who is not lying to God, who really wants to know what the foundation of what it means to be human, that kind of person will be able to know the truth of things. It's up to us as parents and those of us who are teachers to try to strengthen the sense of integrity and honesty in every young person. It's up to pastors to try to do the same thing. And not to let us or any of us in general get away with the lie to ourselves that my spiritual life is a matter of tinkering around with the equipment in my own brain or my own heart in order to make myself a little bit more like the plastic saint that we worship at a distance that doesn't, as a matter of fact, have any real existence. Spiritual life is about confronting the difficult realities of life. It is not a refuge from the harsh reality of living in the world as a human being. where so much denies our humanity, where so much denies the ultimate value of every human life because of greed and because of all of the sorts of difficulties that lead to disasters like starvation on a large scale or wars that demean all sides involved. It is a world that longs for a Christian who has a clear vision of what it means for us to share a common humanity with every other human being who has ever lived, a common humanity that is revealed in Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.